The only person tried for peer-to-peer file sharing gets ready for round two. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Jamie Thomas, the single mother of two from Brainerd, Minnesota, is scheduled to go on trial for copyright infringement for the second time next week in Minneapolis. A jury found her guilty in 2007, ordering Thomas to pay $220,000 in damages for illegally distributing just 24 songs by the likes of Aerosmith, Green Day, and Guns N' Roses over the Kazaa peer-to-peer network. But a judge subsequently threw out the conviction, saying the recording industry had not proved she actually distributed music, but only made it available for distribution. Nate Anderson will be covering the trial for technology news site Ars Technica. I asked him about the case Thomas's lawyers will make in the retrial.
First up, she says that she never used the file sharing program in question at all. But then she also says that she didn't download and share any of the songs in question, but that even if she did, her file sharing conduct didn't cause any substantial harm to the recording industry. And finally, even if she did it, it's all fair use under U.S. copyright law and is therefore legal anyway. So it's really a whole host of defenses, and I think they're going to see kind of what sticks here.
How does this differ from her defense the first time around?
The first time around, she was really just focused on the I didn't do it defense. I did not download and upload these files using a peer-to-peer program, and you can't prove it, and I'm innocent. This time around, a number of the defenses go a step beyond that and look to be making the case that even if I did it, it was legal.
And we're likely to hear a constitutional argument as well?
Right. The statutory damages the recording industry is seeking in this case, which can range up to $150,000 per song, are unconstitutional because of the lack of correlation between the actual damages suffered and the potential amount of the verdict against her. In the first trial, the jury decided that each song was really worth about $10,000. So, you know, it's not clear where they would come in on this number, but it could go as high as $150,000. And the lawyers are saying that this is just, unconscionable. It bears no relation to what she may have actually done.
What's different about the case that the recording industry will present in this second trial?
The difference is that one of their jury instructions the first time around was thrown out and was in fact what started this retrial in the first place. And so that issue was they tried to say that simply by sharing certain music files with the world, you were guilty of distributing them, which is illegal under the Copyright Act. The court found that no, that's not actually true. The recording industry needs to show that somebody actually, downloaded these files off of Jamie Thomas's computer. So that's going to be a change in the way they present their evidence, but Media Century, which was their investigator, did make actual downloads of a number of these files, and so they seem to be pretty confident they can still show copyright infringement on her behalf.
So why is this case important?
When does somebody infringe copyright by using these peer-to-peer networks? What standards of evidence do you have to achieve in order to prove that? All those questions that are still largely unsettled in a lot of cases are going to be hashed out here. And so in that sense, this sets a lot of important precedent for the industry. And so they're still very concerned about the outcome.
Nate Anderson writes for technology news site Ars Technica. The Jamie Thomas trial is scheduled to begin Monday, June 15th. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.